We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Later on, I may tell you more about why I was not here yesterday. And on the COVID subject, it is, by the way, that's unrelated to me. I want to make that very clear. I believe later on in this broadcast, we'll be talking with someone. I have not talked to anyone personally who has had this until just a few days ago. And it was quite extraordinary, the conversation I had with someone who has had quite an experience with this and is still recovering to this day. Hopefully he will join us a little bit later on in this broadcast if all goes well. I want to start off with the good news just coming in within the last hour or so. We've got some great news in what's going on with the employment picture. Record job gains reported. Now, it's important to keep in mind, one of the reasons why we're seeing the record job gains, we had such a catastrophic loss of jobs as a result of the coronavirus. And so being in such a deep pit for several weeks there, we certainly do appreciate every bit of progress we're able to make here. But a record gain, 4.8 million jobs in the month of June, and this smashed all expectations. The unemployment rate is now down to 11.1%. I mean, this is kind of weird. How many times in our history have we actually celebrated an unemployment rate of 11.1%? Well, right now, we're very appreciative in light of where we've been. They were expecting only an increase of 2.9 million jobs, and here we are at 4.8. The estimate was 12.4 for the unemployment rate. It's now 11.1. Those on temporary layoff fell by 4.8 million in June to 10.6 million after a decrease of 2.7 million in May. Now, we've got a lot of people out there who are just laid off, and their jobs are in suspense right now. A lot of this because their companies are in suspense. I think of this every day that I am out, when I will pass by stores or other, whatever the retail business might be, and I see these places that are closed, and I think to myself, see, I don't just think, this is how so many people, when they think of corporations, they think of, yeah, these big corporations aren't going to make their money now. I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking, how many people are sitting home right now, unable to work? And who knows when they will be able to go back to work? That would not be a good feeling at all. So hopefully, we'll continue to see a positive trend in this direction. Unemployment going down. Jobs coming back. Also, the day before that, we got news of wonderful news of what's going on with the stock market. In fact, even today, right now, the Dow is up 430 points. Investors, they are thrilled to death about this bigger than expected increase in jobs in June, with the economy trying to claw back from the coronavirus shutdown. Some of the drivers behind this, Boeing, rising more than 3% after the airplane maker completed recertification flights for the grounded 737 MAX jet. That is definitely some good news. Stocks that would benefit from an economic reopening also rose. Cruise operators, Carnival, Norwegian Cruise Line, Royal Caribbean, gaining 3.6%. United and Delta, 2% higher. American and Southwest Airlines advancing 3.3% and 2.8% respectively. So the Dow reflecting the positivity that is going on economically. Now, the day before this, as I mentioned, we got word that the Dow posted its best quarter since 1987. That's a long time. What are we talking about here? That's 33 years. Strong rally in the final minutes of trading on Tuesday to help end the quarter on a high note. And again, this is an impact from the coronavirus. Adding to this bit of news, the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell talking about a potential Phase 4 stimulus plan. That's serving as a catalyst. Also, some similar remarks out of the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin. This is what's really vital. People wanting to, they're wanting to hear some good news. They're wanting to be encouraged. And so these are definitely good signs. As I mentioned, the Dow posting its best performance in 33 years, 17% gain. The S&P, 20%. The NASDAQ surging 30%. June consumer confidence, 98.1, ahead of the 91.8 that analysts surveyed by the company that actually surveys that particular figure. They were expecting just 91.8%. But when you've got confidence at 98.1%, that's definitely a good thing. Now, we do have some headwinds with the ongoing stories about the coronavirus. As I mentioned, we'll share a personal story a little bit later on in this broadcast. Some troubling news on that front, I will just tell you. Johns Hopkins reporting that the United States has seen a record 52,000 new virus cases within 24 hours. That's a lot of cases. Now, what I'm seeing so far, now, if this is correct, what my understanding is on this particular subject is we are seeing more cases, but the lethality of the coronavirus is not reflected in these increases. We're just getting more cases. So hopefully that's a pattern that will continue. And a lot of it is the fact that we're seeing an increase in actual testing, which is something that a lot of people have clamored for quite some time. Something else to celebrate, the end of CHOP. And this is that crazy area that the anarchists took over in Seattle. The White House Press Secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, characterizing this as liberation and a victory for law and order. Police finally cleared the autonomous zone. This was an area of multiple city blocks known as CHOP and as CHAZ, and these folks were blocking police officers from entering. And the response times, they were way up there. Now, I think those of you who are paying attention to all of this know nothing happened here until the Seattle mayor, Jenny Durkin, a Democrat, declared the occupation an unlawful assembly after two teenagers were shot, one fatally. Police officers arrived early on Wednesday. They forced all the occupiers out, and the city workers dismantled the area. Thank goodness that nonsense is over. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back on the broadcast, over to the text line, and this person on the text line appropriately understands what happened and why the CHOP operation was chopped off in the Seattle area. CHOP was dismantled after a group surrounded her house, led there by a member of her city council. Yes, until it comes up to bite you on the rear end, you really don't care, do you? Can I make a prediction? I don't know what the terms are up there, but she won't get another one. If people have any sense at all, the lack of leadership there is just so blatant. Jenny Durkin got rid of the CHOP protesters not because of the young man, the killing, but because they finally found out where she lived and showed up at her house. Another texter, again, saying the same thing. Vince, I know you hate the Federal Reserve, but it is undeniable the efforts of Jerome Powell have prevented more financial failures. I don't doubt that of mine at all. I don't doubt that for a minute that the Fed plays a significant role in what is taking place right now. So will this be able to sustain long-term in the midst of the ongoing concerns about the coronavirus? Well, time will tell, won't it? We will find out very soon. The other big story going on, and this speculation is certainly going to grow as we move later into the month of July, speculations about Supreme Court retirements. Now, the unfortunate thing is, much of the speculation does not center around liberals leaving the court, but possible conservatives, the reliable ones. Too bad it's not Justice Roberts. By the way, if you'd like to join the conversation, our Ingalls Advantage talk line number just for this program, 800-928-1110. That's 800-928-1110. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Yes, it is rather unfortunate, but the speculation about retirements is really focused on conservatives. Let's begin here. Mediaite reporting Mitch McConnell's planning to ram through a Trump pick if Clarence Thomas retires before the election. This is where a lot of the speculation is right now. Speculation that Clarence Thomas himself may be calling it quits. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell already has a replacement in mind. Aides to President Donald Trump view Thomas as the most likely justice to retire this year. According to a report in the Washington Post, one outside advisor to Trump suggested McConnell favors Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Amol Thapar to replace Thomas, saying if Thomas goes, you've got a lot of people around this process ready to support the par, and McConnell ready to move his favorite through. Now, Trump has already appointed two Supreme Court justices since his election, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. You certainly remember the acrimonious process that centered around Neil Gorsuch with the death of Antonin Scalia. That was back in 2016. And you also remember all of the controversy from the nomination by President Obama of Merrick Garland. Mitch McConnell blocked the Senate from ever considering that nomination, saying the American people should have a say in the court's direction in the November election. So don't be surprised if we hear those words come back for use against Mitch McConnell in this election year. Garland's nomination expired after 293 days. That allowed Trump to nominate Gorsuch in January 2017. Clarence Thomas, he was appointed to the court way back in 1991. That's a long time. One of the few things done well by George H.W. Bush. There's been a lot of attention before this focused on Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's been hospitalized really multiple times since the president's election. I mean, this, you want to talk about the Energizer Bunny? Ruth Bader Ginsburg, this woman, she's tough. You got to hand it to her. Three broken ribs, pancreatic cancer, and cancerous nodules found in her lungs. Now, she announced in January she's cancer-free. By the way, she had a gallstone in May. Was in the hospital for that. But lately, no indication at all that she's even thinking about going anywhere. That's pretty amazing. So, they already have somebody in mind for Justice Thomas, in case he is the person who decides to retire. But there's another story here that is very, very interesting to consider. And the source of this particular story is a talk show host who is speculating that if someone actually retires, it's more likely to be Samuel Alito. That person is Hugh Hewitt. And here's what we know about this. They were discussing the possibility of Justice Thomas retiring. And Hewitt went on to say that the stronger rumor is that Alito is going to quit. This took place during a discussion with Washington Post reporter Robert Costa. This was in response to Costa's report that aides to President Trump believe Clarence Thomas is the one most likely to retire this year, the report I just shared with you. Hugh Hewitt is saying Justice Thomas is never going to quit. Hewitt suggested he learned this rumor about Alito when people began working this time of year. He said, I got a column in the Washington Post, and so they start working me about this. You know, this person would be great if Alito quit. Alito, by the way, he's 70 years old, nominated to the court by George W. Bush in late 2005 to replace Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Hewitt's listed some judges he believes could be nominated to take Alito's place. In fact, I need to dig up that ideological chart. It's time for us to look at that again, isn't it? To see the consistency of these particular judges. But here are the names that are being circulated. David Strass. Also Raymond Kethledge. Actually, Kethledge, a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals. Donnie Willett, who is a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. So there's already names circulating here. I hope. And this is the way I look at it. I really believe that the president, if he gets an opportunity, needs to appoint someone who is one of the more conservative possibilities here. Go for broke. I mean, we're only going to do this with Republican votes anyway. So let's make it a good one. Take away any mystery here so we won't have the disappointments that we've been experiencing in the form of one John Roberts. We don't need any more repeats like John Roberts. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think there will be any retirements? And wouldn't it be interesting if there's more than one retirement from the court? Boy, you talk about a crazy news year. That would certainly add to it. Stay with us.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
As temperatures heat up, so are the savings.
828-1110. That's 800-928-1110. It's the Vince Coakley radio program on 106.3 WORD.
The coronavirus, and we have a personal story. A person who has been wrestling with this for really several months now. And that's what's sobering about this, because one of the things that has to be understood is even those who recover, the long-term recovery is turning out to be longer than I think anybody would expect. We'll get more perspective on this coming up. I briefly want to touch on this because I found this rather intriguing. A texter wrote this just a few minutes ago. Are you aware of a national change shortage? And yes, I became aware of that just this morning. And here's why. I don't remember where. Oh, I'd gone through a drive-thru this morning. And I saw that they were appealing for exact change or use of a card. They prefer the use of a card. And here's the reason why, reported by New York Post. The coronavirus crisis has sparked a nationwide coin shortage. And this is why retailers are pleading with customers for exact change. The Federal Reserve revealed last month the pandemic had significantly disrupted the supply chain and circulation patterns for America's metal money. The U.S. Mint slowed production of coins because of measures meant to protect workers amid the crisis, while coin deposits from banks have fallen in the past few months. This is really strange, isn't it? With demand for coins rising as states begin to reopen, the Fed on June 15th started limiting how many pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters it distributed to banks, part of the effort to mitigate the effects of low coin inventories. So retailers, as I mentioned, they've started advising customers coins are in short supply. Some Lowe's hardware stores have posted signs urging shoppers to pay with exact change or use some other form of payment. It's also happening at convenience stores like 7-Eleven, Pilot, Circle K. They're all doing the same. One franchisee said, at this point, we're having to call daily to get coins. The most we've been able to get is $122. This is kind of weird. We're talking about measuring coins in values like that. It's really strange, isn't it? Just another weird connection to the ongoing concern about the coronavirus. Let's go out to a call from Easley and Anita. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. My goodness, the insanity just rages. My question is this, and I pose it to you. Last week or so, the CDC come out, who has got all these increased numbers of people that have tested positive. They admitted that they were adding antibody testing and the regular nasal swab testing. Okay, well, and plus we know now that the antibody testing is like 50% accurate. You could have a cold and it might be positive. The false negatives is not good. But why is the media not pouncing on that? Why are they not saying, well, is it a result of this? Because the deaths are staying flat. So that doesn't make sense, does it to you?
It's a problem, isn't it?
Oh, it's criminal. Our media in this country is criminal. They've got their narrative. They've got the tabloid news. I mean, it's just tabloid news. That's all it is. And we can't get the honest truth about anything. Yes, we need to be concerned about the coronavirus. We know who it affects. Protect them. And what about the people that's already had it? Well, I mean, they're going to have to wear the mask, and they don't get to get out either?
Well, I mean, I think these are questions that have to be considered. There's no question about that. I appreciate your call there.
The media yes. Is supposed to ask those questions, Vince.
Ha! Come on. Are you going to hold your breath waiting for that, Anita? It's just not going to happen because it's important to promote, again, a narrative. Now, I would tell you, Anita, one of the things that's happening, and Reuters has a story about this, because, and this is where we have to claim some responsibility, at least those of us who sometimes are not careful what we post. Reuters has a story out. It's a fact-check story. about some social media posts that are confusing the actual viral test with the antibody test. Here's what they're saying about that. Social media users have been sharing a screenshot from the CDC. It's from their website on COVID-19 antibody testing and claiming that a common cold can produce a positive COVID-19 test. Now, the post actually confuses COVID-19 testing. Those are viral tests. And COVID-19 antibody testing. These are two different tests entirely. That's really important. One post reads, let this sink in. The common cold can produce a positive COVID test. Do the increase of numbers really mean anything at this point? So we're shutting down businesses, mandating masks, and causing mass hysteria of this second wave for this 99.999997 survival rate. This post then links to CDC's antibody testing page where the screenshots have been taken from another source. However, the Facebook user confuses COVID-19 viral tests with antibody tests. This is important to consider. And this is where we need to be careful as consumers of news, especially when you see things that are posted on social media. I always try to go the extra step to check and double check and triple check if there's something that I want to know for sure. Now, the CDC explains on its website two kinds of tests are available for COVID-19, viral tests and antibody tests. A viral test tells you if you have a current infection. An antibody test might tell you if you had a past infection. Now, the CDC adds there is a chance antibody testing may produce a positive result if you have antibodies from another virus from the coronavirus family, like the common cold. Some milder coronaviruses can cause illnesses like the common cold, while others cause more severe illnesses like Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. That's MERS. And severe acute respiratory syndrome, which is SARS. The COVID-19 viral test tells patients whether they have a current infection. So this is important. So and I just appeal to you. Be careful, especially if you're reading something online, especially on social media like Facebook, Twitter, wherever. Be sure to double check and make sure that there's not an error in what has been posted. Very, very important to do that. Let's take a quick call here from Vinny out of Gastonia. What do we have here? Maybe 30 seconds or so?
I need more than that, Vince. You're going to have to hold me over.
Oh, what if I don't want to hold you over, Vinny?
Let me give you a quote from Mark Twain.
Go for it.
No amount of evidence will ever persuade an idiot.
That's pretty good. We'll put you on hold, Vinny. No amount of evidence will persuade an idiot. Oh, my goodness. Boy, I could have fun with that quote. How many of you have experienced the manifestation of that quote many times, especially in this year? I don't know what it is about this year. And coming up in a few minutes, we'll talk with someone who has been wrestling with coronavirus. Stay with us.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
Now the Upstate's most trusted forecast from the 106.3
on 106.3 WORD.
Well, before the break, we were talking with Vinny out of Gastonia. You've got the floor again, Vinny. Take it away.
Yeah, Vince, I heard you talking about the coinage and the shortage of coins. But, I was going picking up some groceries yesterday. The cashier said, hey, do you know what's on the backside of the U.S. 2020 U.S. minted quarter? I said, no. And she says, it's a bat. And I said, what? He said, a bat. It's a bat of Somalia. And I had to come home, and I had to Google it. And dang, if she wasn't right. So, Vince, the people that are behind this machination, and that machination is a word, a definition, evil plot to destroy. I mean, this plot has been in place for several years, just like the 9/11. But they put these little markers out there to tease you. It's called lesser magic. I'm going to give you another one before I go. This is going to be a 360 roundhouse. George Bush, 9/11. The time when the buildings were smoldering, he gave his news conference. He was standing in front of a podium. Behind him were two television screens. George Bush was standing on a carpet, the carpet that you would find in the classroom with ABCs and the numerical numbers. Vince, guess what number he was standing on?
Would that be 9/11?
A golden triangle with the number 13. And here's another one, Vince. The Emergency Powers Act that the Federal Reserve is doing right now, that are going to drive this nation into insolvency. They're doing this under the emergency measures of the 13-3 emergency numbers that the Treasury granted to the Fed, that the Fed can go around and splatter this money around and not pay for it and pass it down to the next generation. Using the number 13 and 3. Vince, do you believe we go to church and the preacher tells us about this, you know, the devil in the world to be on the look, the forces of evil. Vince, they're right in front of us. You have to have the discernment to identify.
Okay.
So did I give you enough?
I appreciate your heads up on this, Vinny. We very much appreciate your call. By the way, we are taking your calls east of the Rockies. You can reach us right here on the Vince Coakley radio program, and you can also reach us west of the Rockies. Available at this number, 800-928-1110. 800-928-1110. Let's go out to Joe in York, South Carolina. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, sir. What we're going through, and I got some details about some areas maybe most people don't know about, and that is that what you're trying to do is destroy our Constitution. And I work for two foreign companies. One was huge. They're worldwide, most successful chemical company in the world. And I was in private meetings, and both companies told me that our culture, the United States culture, based on a Judeo-Christian beliefs in the Constitution, is the most imaginative, creative culture in the world and the most productive culture in the world. Why do you think a lot of these foreign countries that make good, great products are locating plants in the United States? So all this crap about us need to be like the world is crap. And that's what they're trying to change. And this is, should not be a racial issue, because what freed the slaves, mainly, not completely, is the fact that the Germans that came over here and some Poles in 1608, before there was slavery, when there got to be slavery, which was introduced by two black slave owners, they fought against slavery. And slavery was abolished. They were abolitionists the whole time. They set up societies to fight for the black people to be free. The Germans never believed in slaves. And the Germans were persecuted for this later. And what happened was President Wilson got to be president, and he hated that the slaves were free. He was a segregationist, and he set up a committee, and he officially said that every German, no matter how little German they had in them, every American citizen I'm talking about, are to be considered enemy aliens. And he set up groups to go around the country, and there were hundreds, if not thousands, of Germans slaughtered in the streets of the United States of America. And you never heard one word about this on the news.
Hmm.
And And what happened, they slaughtered my grandfather. He owned a big business. He had a lot of money, and the federal government took his money. And his wife and children were left with nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. So I want to hear about this. And the Germans never complained about our Constitution because it is the best there is in the world as far as freedom of opportunity.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that, Joe. We've got to zip along here because of our time here up against a hard break. We only have about 30 seconds left here, and we've had Willie patiently waiting. You've only got 30 seconds left here. Take it away. Are you still there, Willie? Well, apparently he has disappeared. Your opportunity has been lost. Coming up the next hour, we're going to talk about the coronavirus, some new information that's out, but also we're going to hear a personal story for someone who has lived this nightmare actually for several months now. We'll have that conversation with him and much more as we continue in hour number two, which is straight ahead. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.